If God spoke to you during the active part of your day, would you notice? Welcome to the Power of God's Whisper podcast.
Today's message, where else would we go? Simon Peter replied, Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. John 6:68. Where else would we go? After Jesus had finished preaching some difficult truths, and the crowds of followers had left him, all that remained were the 12. Even though they hadn't quite understood the teaching, when Jesus asked them if they were about to leave him too, Peter answered with the only reasonable response, where else would we go? Sure, other teachers and other truths might be easier to understand and less controversial, but none would be connected to eternal reality like Jesus. Following Jesus may be difficult and frustrating at times, but there are no other options. God's voice is a little like a song you love but can't remember all the words to. You know it when you hear it, but for some reason, today it seems like you can't make out what he's saying. But where else are we going to go? To a more understandable but merely human philosophy? To a more convenient religion? To a scripture that's better organized or less laden with obscure names and places? No. Even when we realize how much we don't understand about God and his ways, we know he is truth, and we simply can't settle for anything else. Even when God's words are hard, we cling to them because we know that every other alternative is unsatisfying. We want reality, even when it hurts. And we'll keep pressing into his presence to hear what he says because we need him, love truth, and know his words are life. We don't want to be lied to. We don't want our lives to be a delusion. We want the truth of who God is and what he has done for us in Jesus Christ. We want reality, even when it hurts. And it does hurt sometimes. And so we keep pressing into his presence to hear what he says because we need him, love truth, and know his words are life. Let's pray. Lord, I know that you're always with me and that you love me as no one else can. Even though sometimes things get hard on this journey of life, and even though it feels like everyone around me has given up on me, you never will. That's why I continue to follow you every day of my life, because you never stop loving me or believing in me or wanting what's best for me. It's in our Son's name we pray. Amen. Take care, God bless, and make it a great day.